Good morning, everyone. My name is Ajay Nair. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Horticulture at Iowa State University. And you will really find this odd, right, in this meeting, horticulture. So it was a little intimidating to come to a meeting where there's a lot of corn and soybean and field crops. But I think cover crops kind of unite us. You know, we use it in both systems. So I was I'm happy that we have a common medium and some interesting results to share from our study using cover crops and tillage systems and how it affects broccoli and pepper production. This work was primarily conducted by my graduate student, Dana Jokla. He is busy writing his thesis right now, so that's why I'm here presenting. He'll be defending his thesis in December next month. So with that, let's get into the topic. So cover crops are used for a number of reasons, and the two big things that come into our mind is erosion control, erosion and runoff, and how tillage, which accelerates these things. You can see after a heavy rain event, either in the spring or the fall, you see how the soil is just the top soil, the soil which you spend so many years to build, just washing away in front of you. So tillage is definitely something that deteriorates soil quality and health. Tillage also negatively impacts soil organic matter, as we all know. It also affects soil structure. So in vegetable production systems, tillage is often a necessary evil because we need to have tillage to have a nice soil tilt, to layer plastic mulch, to have a nice seed bed for our vegetable seeds to germinate. So we can't get away from tillage. So what could be a happy medium? So we looked at a couple of previous research that has been done in conservation tillage using cover crops and strip-till, no-till systems, and trying to summarize what has been the result. So some of these studies, this one done by Kramer et al. In 1996, Kathleen Dellett, 2008, 2011, and if you look at this column here, which talks about reduced tillage performance, so in all these studies, reduced tillage was one of the treatments, and what we understand is that there are mixed results. For example, Kramer said it was good, reduced tillage worked. In Georgia, it didn't. Kathleen really worked. Levitt, poor. So we have mixed results when we try to integrate conservation tillage in our vegetable production systems. And when I say conservation tillage, it's the strip-till and the no-till approach. So our hypothesis while we were setting up the study, number one was conservation tillage systems can perform equally as compared to conventional tillage in which we till and plant our vegetable crops. Strip-till and no-till systems can provide season-log weed suppression. Since this is an organic study, we are heavily relying on the cover crop residue to suppress weeds for us. So our hypothesis is that it will work well in these systems. A method of application of organic fertilizer would impact vegetable performance and yield and quality as well. So organic vegetable growers often have this question: I have this nitrogen source as a fertilizer. Should I apply everything in one go, or should I apply things in split application? And now, when on top of this you integrate tillage into it, that area is not explored much. So the study which we designed was conducted in 2014 and 15. This was the second year of the study. It's a moderately well-drained loamy soil. Broccoli and pepper were the crops which we grew. And the whole plot factor, this is a randomized complete block, split plot design. The whole plot was no-till, strip-till, and conventional till. And on top of that, the subplot factors, we are investigating two ways of applying the organic fertilizer. One, which is pre-plant, all the fertilizer is applied at once. And the second one is a split application in which two-thirds is applied in the beginning at the time of planting, and the rest of one-third is applied through drip irrigation. An interesting and very important message which I want to convey here is in conservation tillage systems, cover crops are the key. The seeding rate, how you plant, when you plant, it determines the success for the next year's crop. With that in mind, this is what we had for our experiment. As I said, you know, seeding at the right time, depth, rate, and I know there are a couple of speakers who are following me Sarah Carlson and a lot of other folks who have worked with cover crops will definitely emphasize on the right time of planting, depth, and also the rate. In our study, rye was seeded at a rate of 90 pounds per acre, along with hairy vetch. This is to provide some additional nitrogen. We had late August to late September, that's the planting time. Earlier the better, but that's the time which really works with vegetable production systems. And we usually seed just before a rain event, because we're not going to irrigate a cover crop. So growers have to be mindful of that. If there's a rain coming, go ahead and seed the cover crop. And here you see Dana Jokla, my grad student, he's seeding the cover crop. Bill, his dad, Bill Jokla, is also here, so Bill will be interested to see some of the pictures here as well of Dana. So what do we have when we plant the seed at the right time and the right depth, and there is enough moisture? In addition to having a decent and a nice stand of cover crop, we also have a very happy graduate student. So you can see Dana is exploring his cover crops and really happy that things have germinated really well. This is cereal rye in the plot at the time of enthesis, and this is the time when we terminate the cover crop. So since this is an organic system, conservation tillage, we are looking at how to manage this cover crop. And the approach which we took is using a roller crimper. How many of you are aware of or have used roller crimpers? Okay, few of you. Good. I do have some information of what it looks like. This is the roller crimper, about 10.5 feet wide. We fill water in it. It weighs about 2,000 pounds at the time when it's completely full with water. We take the roller crimper and we crimp the rye. We're not using any herbicide. This is an organic study, and let's see if the video will work. But in this video, we'll reduce the volume here. But what this video is showing you is how the roller crimper is working. So no glyphosate, not tilling the cover crop in, but crimping it. So this is one of the treatments, how we set up the no-till and the strip-till plots in our study. This is what the rye looks like once you have gone over it using that roller crimper. And once that is done, we come with a strip tiller. This is a Heinecker 6000 strip tiller. I should admit that this is not meant for use in high residue systems. Like, for example, the plot which you see here, rye is about 6-7 feet. And so this strip tiller doesn't work that well. So we have to make our strips one in the fall and one later in the spring. But one advantage of having such a tall standing cover crop is this is the place where I want to be when my wife is angry with me, because she cannot find me when I'm in there. So the cover crops does work in that way. This is what we did after we planted, after we roller crimped, made the strip till, we came and transplanted our broccoli. This is how the treatments look like. This is conventional tillage, no cover crop. We have weeded this plot, so that's why it looks clean, but otherwise it was not early in the season. This is the strip tillage system with broccoli. And then finally, we have the no-till system where we have limited disturbance in the soil. Let's look at some data. One of the things which often comes up when we talk to growers across the state, oh, I want to grow a cover crop. I might use strip till. I will roll it. But I've heard that the soil temperature is really low in these systems, and it affects the growth of my plants, and it could even reduce the yield. Well, it's true that the temperature is soil temperature is low in such systems. So let's focus on just the mean temperature. We looked at the minimum and the maximum too. But if you look at the mean, we very clearly see CT is the conventional till, no-till, and ST is strip till. We clearly see that the conventional tiller system have higher temperature. The soil temperature is higher. Almost 2-3 degree difference between the strip till. And it's very consistent. So this was 2014. That was the early season. We're looking at the mid-season. It's still the same thing. Conventional tillage has higher soil temperature. So that's for sure. Growers are correct. And we all know that the temperature is higher. And the strip-till systems are lower. Pretty consistent results. 2015, we see the same pattern in which we have conventional tillage systems having higher mean temperatures as compared to strip-till or no-till systems. I'll come back to how it affects the yield later. We also collected some data on weed suppression, because that is one of our hypotheses, that cover crops will suppress weeds in these systems. And this is the early season weed dry weight. We do see that there is a reduction in weed biomass with respect to tillage system. For example, you can see CT conventional till dry weight is statistically higher as compared to the cover crop, the weed biomass in the strip till and the no-till system. So these systems help to suppress weeds. We do see a same pattern in 2015, so we are very happy about that. So there's some concrete evidence here that weed suppression is possible using conservation tillage systems. An interesting thing to look at is this is the in-row weeds in the row where broccoli and pepper are growing, and this is between row, and we do see that the in-row weed pressure is higher. That's because of the disturbance making that strip, that weed seed gets exposed. There is, you know, turning of the soil, there's light hitting that soil. We do see some weeds, and it's a challenge in organic systems if you start seeing weeds in those areas. You have to really go early and hoe those weeds out, otherwise it could be a problem. But we do see that in-row is higher, but in the 2015 year, we don't see any statistically significant difference between the weeds in-row and between the broccoli and pepper rows. We did install some lysimeters to see how the nitrate leaching is working. You can see in 2014, this is conventional tillage. Initially, you do see a high amount of nitrate leaching in those systems, but as the season progresses, there is no significant difference, any of the tillage systems. And 2015 is kind of mixed results. You see no significant difference in the beginning between any of these tillage systems, but as we move ahead, strip till certainly has lower nitrate leaching as compared to no-till. So results are mixed here. We cannot say that conventional tillage is increasing leaching, depending on the data we have here for 2 years. Quickly moving into the marketable yield, because that's what growers are interested about. Is there a difference in yield? And if you see here, there is no significant difference in marketable yield or number between the tillage system. So irrespective of a grower using no-till, strip-till, no difference in yield. What about 2015? We do have some differences, and we do see here that the conventional tillage yielded higher. So again, a mixed bag of results. Moving on to the fertilizer treatment, the pre-plant or applying it in split, we do find that applying everything at once works because you have more time for the microbes to break down this organic fertilizer. But again, if you move on to the, if you look at this year here, 2015, we do not find any significant difference in yield between the time of application. But still, for organic growers, it's better to apply the organic fertilizer quickly or in one full batch in the beginning. Marketable yield of in broccoli, no significant difference, which is good. We want to show that irrespective of tillage system, you can grow broccoli and get the same yield. No significant difference in fertility as well in this year. So what are some of the conclusions which we draw from this study? Lower soil temperature in conservation tillage, agreeable, but did it affect the yield? It did not. So we are coming up with some assertive statements for growers. Yes, there is temperature is low, but it doesn't affect the yield. Broccoli and pepper yield similar between conservation and conventional tillage systems. Significant weed suppression by cover crops, but I did add this sentence here, late season weed management could be a challenge. And it goes back or ties back to my argument in the beginning that you should have the right seeding rate, seeding depth, time of seeding, so that you have a heavy rye residue that can provide you the weed suppression as the season progresses. With that, Dana here, my grad student who conducted the study, some of the funding agencies and cooperators, PFI, IDALS, and North Central SARE, that provided us the funding to conduct the study, and didn't want to scare you, but just want to prep you up a little bit that it's coming. So we have to be ready for this as well. And Paul, maybe?
Yes, have time for a couple questions.
Questions, that would be great. Rebecca.
Ajay, with your yield, your weed dry matter data, what was the units on that?
So we are looking, I should have added the... Yeah, so we are looking at, this is from a quadrat,
right.
50 centimeter by 50 centimeter.
Okay.
So 0.25 meter square.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it
kilograms? This is in grams. Dry weight. Yes, ma'am. Excellent question. Okay, so yes, there was a spatial distribution of the yield. So for example, the strip-till systems strip till and the no-till, the broccoli yielded a little bit later, so there was a lag in that system as compared to the conventional tillage. And to answer the second question about the organic fertilizer, we used Chick Magic, which is a 5-3-2 pelleted dehydrated chicken manure. And the drip irrigation system, we use this product called Phytamin, which is a 4-1-1 formulation, and it works well with the drip, so we went ahead with that one.
All right, thank you, Dr. Nair. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you, Paul.